Alright, we're doing interviews. We're here with Marvin Musquin. Marvin, 2-4 on the day. Obviously not exactly where you want to be, but man, sounds like from where you came from early in the week to now, that was a good, you know, weekend, I guess,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, unfortunately, big get off on Tuesday, and this weekend I just felt not at my best, but I was here, and I actually felt pretty good, but on the long run, you know, for two medals, it was tough. The riding was good, but it was hard to really fight for that win, you know, especially on that second moto. So unfortunately, I got fourth, you know, it's hard, but I gave my best, and that was hard.
I know the fans would have to appreciate that, though. I mean, they love seeing you out there. They were cheering for you on the podium and stuff. So, you know, that's got to feel good. You know, you put in that effort and stuff. So I know that they definitely appreciate it, but it definitely was a hard one for you.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, the fans, I mean, my fans, you know, I mean, they're awesome. And there was that one left-hander before the mechanics area. Uh-huh. I mean, they were, like, so close to us. I mean, the burn was going against, like that defense, so it was super, super close, but yeah, it was cool. It was really always enjoy, you know.
I see you got a little patch on your elbow. Was it your elbow that you kind of hurt?
Yeah, a few things.
Oh, jeez.
A few things, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it was,
definitely bruised and battered.
Yeah.
Not done, though.
No, for
There's
sure,
still a
no.
chance, so.
Yeah, it needs more to take me down, I guess.
Yeah.
So. No, I mean, if I was able to be here, so it was good.
Next weekend, obviously, the final round, in between the, you know, week, you're probably just going to have to take the week off, or...
No, I mean, if I'm able to ride, I'll be out there, you know, and put some laps, you know. It'll be a short week. We have press, you know, every year at Indiana, and, one more to go, you know. It's been a tough championship, and definitely not the same as last year, and, you know, every year is different. Man, we learn a lot. We, like I said, at press conference, I mean, when you look back, we at Monster Cup, when we pretty much start the year and we're still going, and it's a long year, and it's tough on the body, but hey, it's a cool job. It's hard. It's hard physically, mentally, but if you look back, it's a good job, you know.
Obviously, we saw you kind of got snubbed on the donations team.
Yeah.
You know, looking back now, I guess after this week and this crash, you know, maybe it was a little bit of a blessing in disguise, get a little bit of rest, I guess, instead of having.
Well, for a race like that,
sucking up for that one.
Yeah, for sure. You would give. I remember back in 2015, I had my issue with my hand, but I was still able to give a good fight, and I did really well at Erne in France. So, but yeah, this year I was super ready. I mean, I was motivated.
You won red button.
Yeah, and I was a good weekend this year, and everything was gonna be good, I guess. But they've had, you know, the team that they have on the 450. They've had those guys, and I guess they don't want to get anybody else. You know what I'm saying? So it's not my call, and it's a tough one to swallow. But now I forgot about it already, so.
Well, we think maybe they made the wrong decision there.
Yeah, but we'll see, but
that's our
they've
opinion,
been waiting, you know, the last few years, so we'll see what happened this year.
All right, well, hey, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Get rested up this week,
yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.